Hello. So this is Anna Bateman and Leanne Mitchell, and this podcast is WTF 2050.
What's Tasmania's future?
2050. So with this podcast, we are putting that question to a whole range of prominent, influential Tasmanians and lots of people that aren't as well, hopefully. So we'll be hearing from the community as well. But, I mean, I guess perhaps we could talk about quickly, we've spoken to Sol Eslak.
Yep. We've had a talk to Sol Eslak. We've had a talk to a couple of people, and I think one of what's capturing the imagination of people, well, something I've been really surprised by, is that absolutely nobody has said no to this project. Everybody we've spoken to, all very busy people, all got lots on, and I think why they want to be involved is, when do we get to stop and think, what does 30 years look like? What does the next generation... And we're not even talking about, let's get together a grand master plan. It's, Jesus, this is important. Let's have a conversation about where we want to be in 30 years. And I think that's why everybody's got excited. Interestingly, one of the hardest things for people to do is not to drop back into the present and talk about the problems that we have. Because this is also about thinking about what strengths Tasmania already has and what, I mean...
And those weaknesses that were traditionally seen as our weaknesses that are perhaps our strengths. So you and I are always laughing about the fact that we can get to 18 meetings because we both live and work in Hobart and it takes 10 minutes to get anywhere or park anywhere.
Yeah.
So I guess, yes, those. And Sol Eslak, I thought, was fantastic talking about, you know, what we used to be known for was making a lot of cheap food.
Yeah.
And now we're known for making a lot of expensive food.
That's really, really good.
Yeah. And Posy Graham-Evans, who we just spoke to, the creator of McLeod's Daughters.
Oh, well, I mean...
Amazing novelist. Hilarious.
What I love the best about Posy was, you know, she was telling us that when we want to do this, we need to be enchanting or, you know, and I found I was completely enchanted by her. I mean, I could have just listened to her all day about everything. She was... you know, telling a story and everything else around just disappeared. I was right wherever it was that she happened to be talking about. And, of course, she knew everything about the building we're sitting in, and I've been here for 10 months and the only thing that I know is the bloody cold in winter.